I'm doing good. Wait, no. That was kind of a lie. Of course today is terrible. I really didn't think this day would come. The past 3 months have flew by. I don't even think I had enough time to see a lot of the things your country has to offer. Especially because of adding studying into the mix too, so I just don't want to go. Sorry. Oh, enough of my crying around. How are you doing? Oh, you're sad too. Yeah, we've made some amazing friendships up being here. We really did form a close bond. This is my last day at the school and tomorrow early morning I have to get a flight, so I better cry when it's time to cry and not spend my last full day weeping and being so emotional. Swipe my tears, wipe my tears. Oh, before I forget, I got a little gift for you. It's nothing, it's just a little something something from my country to appreciate what you've done for me. You've done a lot for me. You really have. You made me feel comfortable when it was the first time I traveled to another country. You helped me a lot with the language also. You took me around to see some amazing places I'd never thought I would see. We did so much, and still, it wasn't enough time. So, finally got this open. This gift I'm giving you right now is nothing compared to what you have done for me. I don't even know if it's possible to repay you in any way. I think that's one of the reasons why I am really, really down about going. It's leaving amazing people like you. Of course I miss my family, but I've been in contact with them nonstop, so I haven't felt so far away from them. Oh, sorry, felt. Thank you. Felt. Yeah, I've never felt like I was a long time away. See? Without you, I would still be talking weirdly with bad grammar. Like, I'm lucky that I was partnered with you on the exchange here because a lot of people don't get that lucky. My friend got matched with a student and they never took her to places or helped her with the language. They just had a really awkward time, so I'm really lucky that I got picked with you. Hello? Are you okay? Sorry, I've just been talking on and on and you're still staring at the gift like, what is that? It's a matryoshka, we call it. You must have heard it before, right? When you open each one up, there is another smaller one inside. You might get them here in your country, but they aren't as authentic as the real deal, okay? Oh, you're welcome. I repeat again, it's the least I can do. I wouldn't be able to let you leave here without giving you something to show my appreciation. Well, I think that I will miss the most, to be honest. Well, of course you. I'll miss you a lot, but definitely joined with you up there on the list is the food. I will miss your amazing food. And the cheese is just mwah, perfect. Back in my country, you are lucky to find a cheese older than one day old. And the stronger the cheese, the better it is. Also, the people are really friendly. And you can smile at them and it doesn't mean anything threatening. So yeah, I'll miss a lot. I'm even considering moving here, but that'll be a hard job with the visas and whatever else I need to come here. So it's a dream in the very far distance.
Sorry, I just...
I just can't keep my tears in. I can't help getting really emotional. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I'm so glad we're outside right now in the quiet space and not in the classroom, because everyone saying goodbye to each other right now would just set me off even more. Thank you, I would love a hug right now. Thank you so much. Will you miss me too? Oh. What was your favorite thing? Like, your favorite memory of us? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I love that trip too. Such amazing scenery. I still have all the photos saved, just ready to go up on VK. All my friends back home are going to be so jealous. Yeah, of course I'll send them to you too. Well, that's it. It's our time officially just comes to an end just like that. It's so depressing. I just want you to hug me tight. So tight that I am unable to get home. I know it sounds bad, but really? I've not missed any of my family. I want to stay here for you. Sorry. Okay, I said that. Okay. Sorry, but if I come across crazy right now, you're probably glad you're finally getting rid of me. But I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't tell you now before I leave. And that is that. Whew. I really like you. Oh my god. Wow, that felt so good to get off my chest. Yes, I like you. I really like you. I've developed feelings over the few months and they only get stronger each time I see you. I just can't contain it anymore. I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I finally said it. Oh my god. Sorry. Oh. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry I didn't say it sooner, because I just didn't know how you would feel. I was scared of rejection. I know you are more open over here, and I should have. I should have told you sooner, but I find it hard to read people here sometimes. I don't know if you're being really nice or if you like me in that way, like me. I just didn't want to admit it, so in case the rest of our time would be really awkward together, like I'm having a crush on you and you're like not interested. Yeah, you get the point. Wait, you being a little bit angry that I didn't tell you means that, hold up, you like me too? Oh my god, I do you know how much I wanted to do that? How much I pictured that moment? And I'm really not disappointed. Damn, now I'm really angry at myself. Because, can you not just imagine how our time would be together if I just confessed to you sooner? We could have had some romantic dates like I always dreamed of in those American movies. Sorry, I'm getting too excited and carried away. Wait, no. I just realized I'm going to mutter again. Damn it! This makes it even more upsetting again. You're right. You're right, you're right. technology exists, we can keep in contact. The vacation is coming up, so promise me. Promise me on the next vacation you'll come to visit me. I want you to meet my family. They know a lot about you already, sorry. So it's settled. You promised to visit me on the vacation, so you can't escape from it now. I'm so excited to take you around my town, and you can see my country. This is going to be so amazing. I'm so happy right now. I just really want to get home now, so time flows quicker. And before we know it, I'll be meeting you at the airport this time. But this time, not connected to school, groups, or anything like that. Just you and I, no interruptions. How great does that sound? Yes, and that does mean it's a language lesson time for you over Discord when I'm home. Wait, you want to meet up later? Why later? You want me to get ready? For what? You're taking me on a date? Oh, babe. Wait, can I call you that? Is that a thing you call each other here? I saw it on Netflix. Okay, babe it is then. Babe. Babe. Feels funny saying that, but so right. It feels good. So, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of date? Oh, a restaurant. Which one? A surprise? Well, I can't wait. I'm going to run and get changed now in my dorm. We can't waste any time. This needs to be a perfect last night that we will never forget. Text me when you're ready to pick me up, okay? I love you. Oh, so cute. I will never get used to you saying.